So the coalition is basically about asthma and what you can do about it, and it's an interesting combination of people. It was started by pediatric asthma doctors and nurses at Carilion, and it's expanded to have health professionals from all over the valley, but also environmentalists and businesses that are interested in clean air. So we're looking at both causes and how to treat asthma, and clean air is a real big thrust for us. We're working right now. May is Asthma Awareness Month, and asthma is practically an epidemic now. There's 8% of all the adults and 10% of the children in the country have asthma. And so what we're working on is a number of things. One is to clean up the air. Indoors, a lot of our work has been on tobacco control. Outdoors, the major sources of asthma triggers are vehicle exhaust and the pollution from particulates that comes from burning coal and diesel fuel. So that's where the environmentalists and the medical people get together. And then we have an asthma camp every summer where we bring kids together for 3 days, and it's fun, but they also learn how to take care of their asthma. So we have a lot of school nurses and clinicians in our coalition, and they can tell when there's been a bad air day. Because what happens is if you have asthma, the attacks will be triggered by indoor and outdoor air quality problems. So if there's a bad air ozone day or a bad air particulate day, people will have attacks, and they'll start showing up at their doctor's office or at the school nurse's office. That's really one of the major things that we have some control over. Is to, you know, one of the things people do, and this might seem like a small thing, but it's really terrible, and it bothers me seeing it. When people drive their vehicles to go pick up their kids after school, they're sitting there idling their cars. And especially in the warmer weather months, that's when the ozone problems occur. They're creating a really dirty area right around the school, and any kids that have asthma or any respiratory problems, it's a really bad thing for them to be breathing that air. If you're a smoker, please don't smoke indoors. And in terms of other indoor air quality things, some of the things that people can do is make sure that they get rid of as much of the dust, dust mites, mold in the household. If you think you have mold in the household, please do something about it, because we know that that's one of the triggers for kids. Just keeping things clean. You know, little things in a way, and yet when you consider the magnitude of the problem, you know, important things to do. In terms of the outdoor air, aside from the exhaust issues, things like not using as much electricity, especially when it's really cold or really hot out, that's when they turn on the big coal-fired power plant that's up the way here, and you can see the impact on air quality. So if you just, in a cold weather day, just have your thermostat down 1 degree cooler, or on a hot weather day, 1 degree warmer, it actually makes a difference in how much energy gets used.